There's not really very many trains running at all across Kent. The only ones that are going to run is the Dartford to London Bridge lines, all three of them running through southeast London. Sevenoaks trains run to London Bridge, and then the high speed runs from Ashford to St Pancras International. That's basically it. There's nothing to Charing Cross or to Cannon Street. There's nothing to Victoria. There's no Thameslink services, and there's no Southern services out of Tonbridge or from Ashford either. The Eurostar is running on a reduced service. Eurotunnel should be okay. And for Southeastern, there's no buses running to replace the trains either.
So, Rob, as you say, very few trains running this week then. How do you think it could all affect things on the roads?
Basically, not quite sure. You know, there hasn't been this kind of rail outage for such a long time. It's hard to predict. You know, are people going to be getting in their cars instead of getting on the train? I'm not sure. Office workers were, you know, mostly working from home through COVID. So I think if there's an option for that, a lot of people will take that instead. Obviously, there's many industries that can't work from home. So you may find more journeys locally. But the idea of everybody getting in their cars and driving off to the office in London, having to pay for the emission zone, the congestion charge, the parking, I just don't think that's going to happen.
How do you think we've changed our habits since the pandemic, when we all had to work from home? We didn't have a choice.
I think from the pandemic, if anything, it's shown that there's diversity in how people can work and where they can work from. You know, the idea of going to the office Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, it's almost an old-fashioned idea. Now, there's obviously many industries who can't do that. Retail, nursing, hospitals, and all that element of people who don't just sit at a desk all day. So they will still have to go to work. How will they get there? That's a good question. Buses, maybe? Walking? Cycling? Depending on how far it is. But yeah, the idea of everybody jumping in their cars and just driving to work instead, I think is quite an old-fashioned notion, especially for office workers, and especially in this climate after COVID, because it has set the precedent for people to be able to work from, you know, many different places.
And do you have, finally, any advice for anyone who does need to travel this week?
Knowledge is power. It's a cliche, but check ahead before you set out. You know, there's all sorts of travel data available. The travel page on the KMFM website is powered by us at INRIX, so that's got all the latest incidents and accidents and disruption. There's maps you can check as well. If you know that there's going to be a delay, you're not going to be quite so as annoyed. If you're not driving, buses are going to be really busy. If you're doing a short journey, you know, the weather's not bad this week, so could you walk? Could you cycle? You know, there's other options like that. And thinking outside the box of, if you can work from home, great, do it. See if your boss will let you. If you can't and you've got to go to work, then yeah, have a check. And some of the websites are straining under the amount of pressure of people checking. So, you know, not just National Rail, Southeastern are worth a look as well.